Welcome back to another episode of Two Girls, One Cunt. I mean Blunt. It's your favorite people, Jamie.
And Emily. And today we have on Brad Stoll and Natan Batilov. Welcome, boys.
Thank you for having us.
Brad's a second time listener, many time viewer.
Yeah.
Natan's never been here before.
Brad's sloppy seconds right now.
Dude, nice place.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like the studio?
Everything. Yeah.
The studio. All the fake plants. It's great. It's nice.
Why are you talking shit?
What? What do you mean? Is it? Are they real?
No.
Okay, well then it's not talking shit. It's
okay,
talking honestly.
You can't
say
real,
shit
so
if it's real.
You can say
Sorry,
shit.
I'm just being fucking real.
Okay, Mr. Dude. Clean, take it down a notch.
All right, that's hacky. we'll allow it.
That one. Well, how would you roast us?
He's so easy.
Don't even.
Wait, don't can you even. Roast us?
Roast you?
Mm-hmm.
He said don't even, then he's like...
But it's like then I'm on the spot. Like, I'm not like a pro roaster.
All right, we give you permission to roast.
Yeah. You too.
I don't know you guys that well to...
Okay, I'll go.
Let's get to know each other.
Yeah.
How did your parents fuck you up?
How'd they fuck me up? They made me... No, I'm just kidding. That's a terrible thing.
That's who you remind me of.
What?
He reminds me of a Don from Love on the Spectrum.
A Don?
You just should have called him autistic.
No, it's more so though, it's his
voice. Not worse than me.
You look like
your
him.
Your voice sounds the exact same.
It really does.
You hear that? You hear that? Your cadence is autistic.
Can you show me?
Yeah. Pull up a...
That's so funny.
If this guy's fucking like... then
Noah, we did think he was hot. We were like, he's hot. And he was...
You hear that? You're autistic. Hot for an autistic guy.
Are you autistic?
No.
Yeah. No, we're saying that's four
Yeah, we are.
I don't know how.
But we love, we love everyone on the spectrum.
So your love, you would say your love is on the spectrum.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your love carries all people.
When I watched Love on the Spectrum, I had a self-realization. I was like, oh.
Maybe I'm full.
This is how I sound.
Do you kind of see
like
it?
Like every Middle Eastern guy.
Are you Middle Eastern?
Listen to his voice.
Oh, okay. I got to listen to
it. You got to play a video.
Does he do stupid shit on the show?
No, he's like...
This is like so insulting too, because it's like... I mean, the thing is, it's like she said you sound like him, but you just see the picture and be like, your brain just goes, I don't look like that.
No, he's cute. It's his voice.
It's the voice.
It was just the way you had that inflection. I was
dude, she was the worst on the show. I couldn't stand her.
Wait, Danny?
Oh, she's so funny.
Dude, she's so annoying.
Why didn't you like her?
Her expectations were so high.
She just had standards, Brad.
I thought it was great.
Was it?
Well, her standards are different than your standards.
For sure.
She was like,
do you have an animation studio? If not, fuck off.
She was just like, if you don't have a fucking castle, then get out. And I'm like, what do you think this is?
I need to get on her level because my standards are have a license.
And that's a new standard.
That's a very new standard.
That's a very new standard.
Hey, I fucked a dude without a license. It's fine. We won't talk about it.
They give the best.
Well, did they at least have like a real ID or something like that?
No.
They didn't even have a fucking passport.
Listen, what he did have was a London accent, and that's I looked past everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like the stereotype.
I feel like we talked about accents last time about like how accent. Like
we love accents.
What's a hot accent?
Every accent that's not American.
I don't know if I'd agree.
Well, not Swedish.
That's a weird one.
Why?
I don't know. White people accents like aren't
Ooh,
hot.
You want to suck my dick?
Yeah.
Isn't French a white person?
What was that?
Okay.
Is that Slavic? That wasn't fucking Swedish.
What's
Russian? What about Russian?
No,
I think it's hot.
Depending on the woman for sure. There's some certain ones where they either sound like a evil villain in like a 007 movie, or they sound like a very aggressive butch nanny.
And which one do you like better?
Obviously the butch nanny.
I have a Russian esthetician who does my facials.
She's like, don't move.
And she was just like, I was like, look at these wrinkles. And I smile. And she goes, in her Russian accent, she was like, that's bad. She was like, that's not good. You're too young for that.
Natan,
and I was
can you like, do it? Well, Natan is from Uzbekistan.
That's bad.
Where are you from?
Uzbekistan.
Wait, my family's from Czechoslovakia. Isn't that kind of close?
A little bit, yeah. It's closer
geography.
Than America.
Is your family from there? You mean like you're like
ancestors?
You're, okay. Well, he's like literally from there.
Oh.
Wait, don't say like I just got off the boat. No.
Hey, dude, I won't.
No, what?
Can we see your papers?
Can you speak some Yugoslavian to us?
Russian. Yugoslavian.
I don't know.
Russian.
your family's from the Czech Republic, right?
Can you speak some Russian to us?
Yeah. What do you want me to say?
Whatever.
Tell me how
whatever
sexy
comes
I
to
am.
Mind.
Вы очень красивы.
What does that mean?
Not hot at all.
What?
Can't say that.
What does that mean?
What you just said. Oh. You guys look very beautiful.
Oh,
say it again.
She's like, I don't care what language it's in. It again.
No, get on your knees.
So that. So you said you're Russian esthetician?
My Russian esthetician. Yeah, my dad's side, though, is Russian. So my sister and my brother are part Russian. Right? Yeah.
Makes sense.
They're Russian Jews and Polish.
I'm Russian-Romanian.
Nobody asked.
I'm just telling you.
Okay, thanks.
Right. He wants to feel special, Emily. Let him have his moment.
Sorry, my family's from Romania. My grandfather was from Romania, so, yeah.
We just had Liz Lupu on from Romania.
Oh, she's so hot.
She's Romanian, and then she just started saying sexy sex stuff in
Romanian.
Romanian
is actually
Romania,
a very sexy language.
It is.
Yeah. You know anything?
I don't know anything. My mom. So my mom knew it as a kid, and I think she stopped.
He's like, it's so sexy. My mom knows it.
Yeah. No, I'm mad. Like, I don't know it because, like, my grandpa would, like, teach me words and stuff. Like, I remember when I was younger, like, there was a Romanian girl, like, in our neighborhood that, like, we were all friends with.
Mm.
And I remember I called my grandpa on the phone. I'm like, can you tell me, like, what to say?
Oh.
And he played it for her, like, to say it. It's like saying, like, my grandson thinks you're blah, 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 blah. And then she started laughing. And I was like, oh, what is he saying? And she goes, it's nothing. Mm. And I'm like, he was definitely like, trying to put spit game for me in Romania.
That's nice. Cute. Romania,
that's me. So cute.
Wait, yeah. I saw a series you started online, like reading your grandfather's journal.
Yeah. So, okay. So that's actually something that I almost forgot about it. So I knew about it as a kid as like my grandfather wrote a book. And then as I got older, it was known as the book that I will never be able to read. And then when my grandfather passed away, I saw the book for the first time. So I remember my grandfather dies. And it's like a very weird funeral because like my sister's on her honeymoon. We couldn't tell her that he died. He was old, by the way. It was like, it wasn't like, oh, he all of a sudden suspected, like he was on his way out. Like it was sad. But like my grandmother was very like, what's the word I'm looking for? Very resentful about him for years because I definitely think my grandfather was like sleeping around like as the years went on. I don't think it just ended with this book. And he wrote this book as like, his like memoir, but it's literally just about him going to other countries and fucking women. Like it literally is like this much history and this much fucking.
That's iconic.
As a kid, and as I've said in like the videos, like I was told my grandfather was a Holocaust survivor since I was a kid. And that's like something you hold really near and dear to your chest. Cause you're like, well, I don't find myself to be a victim, but that is like a cool thing to hold to myself to know that like, I'll never forget that my grandfather escaped going to a camp.
Your and that's what I was told. Survivors.
The thing I was told as a kid is that my grandfather and his brother both saw people getting lined up on trains and they're like, fuck this. This doesn't seem right. Let's go. And they just jumped over a fence and just started running. And then eventually swindled their way into other countries and then eventually making it to America. What actually happened was in 1945, my grandfather, I think, was only 16. He apparently we were very close with the government in Romania. And my grandfather's like family was very close with the government. Like my grandfather's dad went to prison, but for like 2 months for a crime that should have been like a couple years. Like that's how in the know they were.
They got money.
And at 16, my grandfather goes, I want to go to Israel. My great, great, great grandfather was like, okay. And then just gave him like $200. And then he went to Israel. The war was over. The Holocaust was over. There was no Holocaust with my grandfather was just like dantling around fucking Romania. Yeah, there was anti-Semitism and
wait,
shit.
Wait, so they didn't actually escape?
No, there was no escaping. Zero escaping. And then the first joke I wrote
with
was like
stolen valor.
Very much stolen valor. Like the only joke I wrote, and my mom was so pissed when I posted this, was my grandfather. All my life I've been told my grandfather was a Holocaust survivor. I'm 60 pages into this book that he wrote, and the only thing that he escaped was a three-way with two Dutch chicks because one of them had VD.
Wait, your grandfather wrote about a girl having BV?
VD, chlamydia, whatever. He literally was about to have a three-way with two girls that lived down the street from his house when he was like 16. And then when he was about to do it, the other girl goes, she has chlamydia. And then he fucking left.
That's good for him.
And that was like the joke. It's like that was his survivor stories that he almost got chlamydia once. But if you read the book, you're like, how did you not get fucking chlamydia? Because I know you didn't wear a condom in any of these chapters.
He's like,
and it's like
the
weirdest type of sex talk. He's like, her breast was so soft. I'm like, this is disgusting.
Oh, it's like vivid.
Yes. But it's not even
like
50
sexy.
Shades
of
Here's
grandpa.
The thing. It's like, take myself out of my, like that he's my grandfather. I'm reading that. I go, this isn't even hot. This is weird. It's like, it's almost just like, how, it's almost like if AI wrote a sex novel.
She was like her supple loins.
Like it's broken English. Like it's also my grandfather writing, and he's like English is a second language, and like he speaks like multiple languages. But like as I got older, his accent was still so thick, and there were still things he didn't know. And when you read the book, you're like, oh, this is written by a guy who could barely speak English, but also cool that he wrote a book, sure. But when you realize most of it is a smut book. And you only find out about it after he dies. And I'm like, oh, my grandfather was a huge piece of shit. Like,
can
like
I read the book?
I mean, there's only like two copies and we own them. Like, it was on Amazon for like a month. Nobody bought it. And then we just took it down.
Wait, put it back up.
Well, here's the thing. I wanted to like, and I still have it. Like, I'm in the process of trying to figure out how I can pivot it into like either a TV like script or a one man show or something.
It's just you fucking across Europe.
No, I want to compare it to like how like I felt like I was lied to most of my life. Like the idea of like being told this story and then getting to like an age, like I'm 32 and I'm finding out that my grandfather was none of the things I was told. And he was just going out and being a fuck boy around Europe until he met my grandmother. By the way, my grandma has like 3 pages and it's like, and then I met her and then I met Sandy and blah, blah, blah. And then we had kid, 2 beautiful girls and then they had kids, blah, blah, blah. And then the story abruptly ends.
That's it? He doesn't even write about the sex with your grandma?
Nope.
Damn.
Not that I want to hear it.
Out of respect. I mean, I would.
Did your whole family?
It was out of respect. No, it was not out of respect. My grandfather probably was just got through his marriage. I mean, like, I don't know.
Damn.
But I remember, like, at the funeral, my grandmother, like, she didn't speak at the funeral, as far as I remember. But we were in the car back to my mom's apartment for, like, the Shiva. And my grandma's just sitting there crying. She just goes, he's such a fucking schmuck, like under her breath.
And I was like, oh, schmuck.
She purposely didn't invite people to this funeral because she didn't want him to have an audience. My grandpa was a schmoozer, like good people person, a flirt, like could have been in sales. He wanted to be a movie star. Like that was like his dream. And that's like how me and him really connected.
I see where you get it from.
Yeah, right. Of course. I just go around Europe fucking everybody.
I can see that for you.
That's nice. I don't. So it's just like it's really interesting to like see the contrast now. But the book is called War, Tragedy, and Sex. What a fucking
what film. A title.
What a title. Tells you exactly what it is.
War,
it
tragedy.
Was a tragedy to read, I'll tell you that.
Did your grandma read this?
I don't believe she did. I think once it was published, she was furious.
The like, war
she
was
knew what
the...
it was about. And my mom, you ready for this? My mom did some of the editing. My
mom did some of the editing.
My mom goes, I didn't edit any of the pages about the sex. And I'm like, what'd you edit? 20 pages?
Yeah.
There's like maybe 25 to 50 pages of no sex. And then the rest of it is just sex.
That sounds like my type of book.
I mean,
I know,
it's
you
not
do read
hot,
smuts.
Mm. It's not hot. It's not hot at all.
No, but it's
it
like a romance novel.
If your mom edited it properly. You know?
That's so funny. Shiva. All the Jew words
all
coming out.
All the Jew
out.
Words coming out. Sorry. Sorry for all your non-Jew listeners. Shiva is where you just eat a lot of very salty foods and talk about the person you love.
Yeah, it's like you sit. It's called sitting Shiva, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So there was a guy I matched with on Hinge, and his name was Shiva. And I was like, if a Jewish girl sits on your face, is it called sitting Shiva?
How many times do you think he guessed that line, though?
And probably a lot. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe.
I think that's a good pickup line for a Jewish girl to say.
Yeah. Right?
And or then if loved or it. If you weren't Jewish,
he was
that
like,
would even
you can sit Shiva any day.
Wow. Did you fuck that guy?
No.
Oh, see,
no, I didn't even respond. He wasn't cute. I just matched with him to send that message.
Wow, that sucks.
Because it was funny.
That sucks.
And then I posted it on social media.
For him or her.
Wow. No, it sucks for him, clearly.
That is yeah.
We feel bad for Jamie that she got a little cute little bit out of it for her fucking Instagram story.
Shut up. You get bits all the time.
That is a terrible name for your child.
Shiva? 100%. Yeah. As a Jew.
I don't know if he was Jewish.
I don't think he was Jewish. I feel like that
but
actually...
But he did look like Middle Eastern in like some capacity.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know. So I was assuming maybe
very
Jewish.
Very Florida thing to do.
Who just said sure?
I said sure.
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 Oh, God. He sounded like Amber. Oh, that freaked me out.
Who?
Well, you came up with the nickname.
Amber. Oh. Oh,
some guy.
Guy named Amber.
Sure.
We just come up with nicknames
like
and then we forget
the
nicknames.
I'm going to keep doing it now.
I don't like
you'll
that.
Tell me that you don't like it. I'm keep
all right,
doing
I want to learn
it.
About you,
yeah.
sir.
Tell us sir. About your wartime tragedy.
Sir.
I don't know. Sir. That's respectful, right?
I guess.
Do you not like being called sir?
Would you prefer
old.
Ma'am?
Yeah, that's good. That's better.
Okay. So you're a comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
In New York.
Yeah, that's how I met Brad.
What do we... Let's talk shit about Brad.
Yeah.
He's not here.
So I heard this guy sucks.
Bald fucking guy.
I feel like that roast went really well for you a couple months ago, if that's what you're using.
What roast?
The one that you you guys did.
Mr. Clean.
I was referencing how that roast was not good.
I still want...
See, that's how bad that was. Like, I couldn't even roast you for roasting how bad you roast.
When did we roast?
We roasted each other like for the roast battle.
You did?
Oh, you didn't think we did good for that?
But I was...
You roasted each other?
He's like, the joke isn't funny if I have to explain it.
We weren't like... We were invited to a roast battle at the
Here?
Improv. Yeah.
Okay.
But we thought we were on... We came up with roasts for each other, which is hard. It's hard to like roast your friends and shit.
Not if you're a sociopath.
Yeah, well, certain friends. I'm like, we're so close that it's like you don't want to like really upset each other. Yeah.
We've seen friendships end because of roast.
I've seen relationships end.
Relationships.
Like, because you probably tried to roast each other.
No, they both
tried.
Yeah,
but you both know each other very well, right?
Yeah.
But you gave each other. Usually that they give each other like facts about each other.
They both separately called me to run their jokes. About each other. And I don't know if they know that until right now. But yeah, they both called me.
That's probably fair.
And it was, there was none that where I was like, oh, this is like, unless like they're both very extremely sensitive people.
Yeah.
I'd be like, maybe not. But there was like maybe one I probably told you guys not to do.
I think we did it anyways.
Probably. But like, I don't think it was like bad. I was just like, oh, you're not going to do anyone. I'd say that one. But it wasn't like.
Yeah. We ended up like just being guests, like guest host / judges. But that we were like, oh, we thought, so we roasted each other. We had the best roast out of everybody. Mm-hmm. Like the most
laughs.
And you
weren't even on the card.
And we weren't even on the card. And so like, we didn't get to go to the next rounds. I was like, oh, damn. So we like, and they didn't give us a winner either or anything. So I was like, what, why did we just roast each other and be mean? Not if one of us can't even win.
And what was the point? Because my car broke down that day and I like literally, it was a shit show getting to that roast. Cause my car literally stopped like in the middle of the street. So I tried to back into like our garage. My car got stuck halfway through the into the garage. So I was blocking traffic.
We had to move her car.
We had to push my car out of the garage, park it the wrong side on the street. Then Jamie had to like reverse onto the street, park it right. I was an hour and a half late to the roast. I was like, there was no point to me even going.
Yeah.
But you guys still had the best.
Yeah.
It was still pretty iconic to like go through all that and be like, and I still kicked ass on stage.
Yeah. The show must go on.
No, absolutely.
It was our first roast ever.
I saw a person get the news that their grandmother died and then murdered on stage after, like immediately.
Those are the best sets.
Cause then they don't care.
Have you ever had any like intense thing happen before you do comedy and then had a good set?
Yeah. Like if I argue with anyone before. Yeah.
Do you just have a girlfriend?
What?
You said you argue with my and then you didn't finish it.
Anybody. I was about to say roommate, but argue with anybody.
Do you try to start fights with people before shows?
No, that's
shows
psychotic.
That's almost like matching with someone for a bit and then, you know.
Oh, shut up.
I would never.
He's just getting butthurt because somebody's probably matched with him for a bit.
You know what? I haven't had anyone say anything like... That'd be like, oh, this is clearly a bit. Like, you can tell, obviously, if someone, like, said something to, like...
I just have guys be like, you look like trouble. I'm like,
oh,
shut
I
up.
I hate that.
It means you think I'm going to fuck you or something.
That's literally what it means.
That's like the most fuckboy, like, starting message.
Right?
You look like trouble.
Yeah, I'm going to cause car trouble
for you.
When
I put sugar
in your
gas
tank.
They put on their fucking glasses like this, and like, you look like trouble.
That'll get her.
Fucking punch a locker.
That's kind of hot. I would have liked a guy who punched a locker, but I had problems.
Wow.
I still would like a guy who punched a locker, but
no,
I
hate guys who punch things. If you punch holes in
things.
First
of all, why are you hooking up with anyone who has a locker?
I said when I was in high school, I would have thought that was hot.
You ever been to Planet Fitness?
Missed that one. This Oban's real strong.
I am
also starving and
that.
I'm drinking whiskey, so it's going
to
get real.
I offered to make you guys steak, even though I'd never cooked steak before. I can't believe you didn't believe in me.
I mean, the way you're like, has anyone ever cooked steak before? Is probably
steaks?
The first flag to go, maybe don't have steak from the girl who's never cooked steak.
But was it bad?
It was fine.
I need a little bit better than
that. Did you cook it medium rare?
I throw the glass at the wall. It's fucking raw.
They both go into the bathroom, start puking. They have food poisoning.
But honestly, we were talking about this before. We're like, if anything's going to give you food poisoning, like, I would never eat chicken from someone who's never cooked. That one would scare the shit out of me.
Fuck that.
But steak is like something like, again, like you can eat it raw. You can eat it cooked.
I just
love eating it raw.
You're less likely to get it. Okay.
Raw
you're
steak?
Less likely to get it food poisoning if it's meat.
You know what I didn't know? Food poisoning shows up like days later. Like it's not like an instantaneous thing most of the time. It can happen like 24 to 72 hours later.
I will say that it is definitely something I never wish upon my worst enemy.
I've never had food poisoning. The day of Thanksgiving.
That was so bad.
I got it the day before my birthday once.
That's rough. We had a whole plan. We usually host every holiday. And the night before, I ate some fried chicken and Brussels sprouts.
From where?
It was such a good, it's such good fried chicken. Le Chic or Le Chic in Wynwood.
Le Chic?
I've gone back and ate it after. I didn't give a fuck.
Wow.
It was good fried chicken.
One of my food poisoning stories, the exact one I told you about. I will never eat at one of those create your own pizza places, like a Blaze pizza, like the one where you can like Chipotle a pizza.
Oh, I've never seen those.
They don't have them in Miami?
No.
Where like you basically like, what do you want on it?
There's like four pizza spots.
That's not true. There's pizza in Miami.
Not good.
You guys
ones.
Get a lot of New York. First of all, you actually have a lot.
We have Joe's.
Yeah.
Don't even.
You like Joe's?
No. Anyone from New York doesn't like Joe's.
Oh, I love
that's
Joe's.
Not true. There's a lot of diehard Joe's people in New York. It's just not. It's not bad. It's just mediocre. And I'm not saying it's that's the only video right now that's circulating right now for me.
He is a pizza connoisseur.
It's like literally there are thousands of people telling me to go back to LA and that they're going to beat me up if they see me over pizza. Over pizza.
I'm sorry I said those things.
Oh, no. It's just a funny thing to be like, get mad about Joe's. I don't really care, but it's like.
Go back to your own country.
He just yelled.
Yeah. But that's just me. I'm a fiery man. I have a lot of passion for pizza.
You are a fiery man. What's your zodiac sign?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Here
just
we go.
Go along with it.
I like him.
I like him, too.
I like
just
him.
Go along with it.
Thanks. Oh, yes, Aunt. Aquarius.
Me, too.
What about you?
Capricorn.
What the fuck that makes?
We both looked at each other like
Capricorn.
You do give cap vibes.
What does that mean? What is that?
Okay. Just go along with it.
I just made that up. I want to know what that means.
Just go along. Yes.
No. I want to hear their fucking.
Are you lying? You're
what
not
what
cap?
Newspaper ad did you read about it? Like, what did it say in the newspaper today?
Listen, I will shove this mic so far up your butthole.
He's already ready. He's into it.
That's the thumbnail.
I'm only one whiskey in, babe.
Do you like things in your butt?
No.
Never had a thing up my butt.
Speak Lame. For yourself.
Shame.
Okay, well,
me.
We don't Damn, have the same lifestyle.
This is a shameful house.
I've never had a colonoscopy.
What? You've never had a
colonoscopy. Oh. I mean, I shouldn't have a colonoscopy this early in life, but sorry, you were saying I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
No, you're talking about what? Butt stuff?
Butt stuff.
No, wait, what does that mean about Natan, though? What is Capricorn?
I literally just made that up. I haven't got to know him yet. I need to hear him talk.
Oh, so you did the whole thing with horoscope people do. They're just
our
like,
guest is speaking.
My apologies.
What was your
Pipe
question?
Down.
I don't know. I asked if you liked butt stuff.
No. You guys go out with guys that...
Oh, I eat ass for days.
Okay. I love
really?
Eating ass.
So oh, yeah.
What happens
the,
if they
the
say no?
The last guy I hooked up with, I was on my knees and I was eating his butt while I was jerking him off and he loved that.
What if they say, get the fuck off me?
Then I get the fuck off of him.
Yeah. I would never let anyone...
And then I take his key.
And then you
and I never call him again. No, just kidding.
Oh, okay.
But I have told men that if they don't eat ass, it's a deal breaker and I will not date them.
So you're somebody who loves it. You love having your ass eaten.
I love doing both. But I'm okay if you don't like it, but you have to be willing to do it to me.
Mm. What's the preparation like for that?
You shower, you stick finger up there, make sure everything's good.
I don't think that's enough.
That does not sound like enough. I am so on that board of that does not feel like
enough. I don't eat like the day of.
Okay, that's
okay.
So there's like not a lot in there.
Sure.
And I shower vigorously.
You shower?
I shower very vigorously.
Okay.
Baby wipes.
I've had guys eat my ass
how much do you show?
Okay, so that's
vigorously.
Vigorously,
okay. There's no. Oh, yes, it's.
I love a dirty man.
Right. I shove like a washcloth up there.
You know what?
Whatever. That sounds so painful.
Whatever gets the job done. If I'm putting my tongue down there, it better be like a goddamn like fresh out of the dishwasher.
But
clean.
I've also had dudes like who will take me out on dates. This is like somebody I'm seeing consistently for a while. Sorry, I had to preface that. But like he took me out to like a nice Italian meal. I was full. We got drunk. And then he ate my ass. And I was like, I didn't even shower. He's like, I don't give a fuck. And I was like, I love you.
Have you ever had your ass ate and you're like, I think I'm going to fart. I got to switch up positions.
That is honestly my greatest fear right now. Having this conversation is the idea of having my mouth wide open.
If you had a girlfriend and you're going down on her and she farts, what do you do?
In my mouth?
It's over.
It's you're down there.
Well, no. Are we? What are you saying? Going down?
You said it's over.
Hold on a second.
You're breaking up with her.
What if it's an accident? What if you pushed on her stomach too hard?
That's not. What the fuck?
I've never heard that before.
First of all, why are you using? First of all, why are you using the resistance of her stomach to hold you up?
So if you eat somebody out, a really good tip is you press
push on their stomach.
Yeah, like right above where the slit ends, and you press and you kind of pull up.
Oh, I do that.
That also creates pressure. And if you're gassy, you know.
Okay, so here's my question. But if you
should tell me.
I don't know. Sometimes though, you want me to do yoga? I have to twist like a pretzel for like an hour.
You
to
know
make
if you're
sure
about to fart.
No, it just sometimes it's there.
No, that does not. No, what?
No, I always know, and yeah, I wouldn't see? Like let him.
No,
eat
you don't
my
know
ass.
When you wake yourself up farting.
That's because I'm asleep.
Because you're asleep.
Yeah, I would. Okay, what if you're on a date with someone? She's sleeping over, and then she wakes both of y'all up from her fart.
That's fine.
That's fine.
I want to answer the last question. If I'm eating her out and she farts, it's different. If like I thought you meant eating her ass and she farts in my mouth, then we're having a problem.
You just wail on her.
You donkey puncher.
Sorry, I'm not from Boston. I don't do that.
You cold cocker.
Yeah, sure. I would never lay my hands on a woman.
He's saying that for the record.
We can roll the tape. No, I mean, like, if a girl farted in my mouth while I was eating her ass, which I've never eaten ass, I don't know how I would handle that well. First of all, it's not like it would be over completely between us. It's over in that moment. Like, I'm not going back down there for a while.
A while?
While.
Okay, so
I remember we had a podcast guest, Marco Del Vecchio. Shout out to Smoochy Town Pod. And he had a horror story where he went down and ate a girl's ass for the first time because he's, like, not even into it. And it tasted like poop.
See, so there you go. So after
exactly
hearing,
why I won't
so
fucking do it.
So after hearing shit like that, I will never do this.
No.
But then I'm like, that girl.
Have you ever seen a good butt, though?
Isn't clean. And we were talking about on her
to
podcast.
Eat it.
Not enough to eat it, but definitely to push a thumb or like a finger in there. Why not?
Yeah. What finger do you use in the butt?
I didn't know it was that.
I don't know if there was an option. Yeah. What does it matter?
Well, you got 10 of them.
The
well,
pinky.
I mean, whatever the thickest
the
one
pinky.
Is, I don't know.
I would probably this do it with one. My left hand.
Pinky, what am I fucking
hand.
Doing? Tea?
Yeah.
You're doing cocaine out of her butthole?
Yeah.
And a little scoop.
Never done it, also.
Cocaine?
Never done cocaine?
Aw, comics who've never done cocaine. What a rarity.
Yeah, I mean, my mom hugged me. I'm not that fucked up, you know?
Yeah. Must be nice.
You know, sorry.
How long have you been doing comedy?
6 years.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And only in New York?
Yeah, I'm from New York.
Wait, six years?
Has it been six?
No, I think
do you count
it's been
the
longer.
COVID year?
Count COVID.
If you count the COVID year, it's seven.
Eight. Seven?
Yeah. Well, I didn't do stand-up during COVID.
I didn't either, so I mean.
Yeah, and I don't think
I know. If I don't count COVID, I count.
We were in Boston.
Oh.
Yeah, so I started in 2019, so I did it for like 8 months. COVID happened.
Yeah.
I did some topless comedy shows for Black Lives Matter.
What does
on
one
Zoom.
Have to do with the other?
I donate all the proceeds.
Oh,
I did topless comedy on my OnlyFans. And then I donated.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
I was doing that. And then I was like selling. I was an open micer at best. Uh-huh. And in my room, topless, just telling my jokes, which sucked. And people bought it. And then I was like, oh, well, during Black Lives Matter, we've already protested and done a bunch of stuff. Why don't I just do a topless comedy show and I'll just donate everything?
Wow.
But people who didn't know that I was doing that for my job already just ripped into me and I got like canceled.
Canceled?
Like in every comedy group across the country on Facebook because I posted it in every group trying to sell tickets to raise
not
money.
Not knowing that you were spamming.
And then people were like, you're centering yourself in the movement because I didn't have any other comics. I'm like, what comic is going to want to get topless on a Zoom that's not protected?
Right.
I can't protect them. So I'm not going to assume that anyone's going to want to do that. I just personally don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And so after the mini cancellation, a bunch of comics came out and ended up helping me and it was super successful.
That's
we made we raised like $4,000
wow.
in
Good
one
shit.
Show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it was cool.
People so you've suck. Done more for Black Lives Matter than a lot of open micers in general.
Yeah, they just posted a black square and you showed your tits, so good for you.
Right? I was like, what
they
a great way to get
grand.
Republicans and people anti-BLM to
just
buy
saying.
Tickets.
Wow. That's interesting.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm an innovator of my time.
Mm. Gomez Adams vibes. Do you like Candace Owens?
Do I love Candace Owens? No, I don't. Here's the thing. I don't watch political
like
commentary.
Her?
Wait.
Unless
I
want to laugh.
Yes, will this blow up? I love you, Candace Owens.
Hey, guys. How do you prefer? What do you prefer when a girl is talking about your penis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like them to call it a dick or a cock?
Cock.
In the,
you're but, a cock
but,
guy?
But in, wait, in the moment, are we talking about in the moment of sex?
Yeah.
Cock.
Cock.
Why?
It sounds big.
It's just something. It's a very aggressive. It's almost like and like empowering.
Powerful.
For, yeah. When a girl says cock, because I think it's also a little bit of the porn, too, because I feel like I feel like in porn, mostly you hear like my cock, not like
my peepee,
my dick,
my wiener,
my schmeckle.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, cock is definitely a more powerful word.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to feel like a man?
We've had arguments about this.
We have.
About,
wait, if you say my dick, I feel like that's more jokey.
Yeah. Well, we
I think you like my dick.
I feel like cock like sounds like a middle-aged British man.
Yeah.
Being like, tick my cock, little one.
Okay,
like
unless that. You're
you
thinking,
want a cup of tea with that cock, mate.
Is that how you have? Is that your kink? Are you? You have a Mary so Poppins people. Kink?
No,
I have a kink for that? Everything.
True about that.
Well, if she wants to take me a spoonful of sugar, I'll take it anywhere, right. Any hole.
Okay.
Nice.
Cool.
Moving on.
All right.
If she, yeah. All right.
Cock. Yeah, she cock. Doesn't. She likes dick. I'd say cock.
You like dick.
I do love dick.
No. I mean, like you like saying the word dick over saying cock.
I do love dick.
Yeah, if you're talking dirty in bed, you don't say cock anymore.
No, I say both.
Now you say both?
Yeah.
But you didn't.
I think you could say both, but I think the one that would probably do it the most is cock.
Yeah, well, give me your dick.
Yeah, that's weird.
I think I would say like I'll suck your dick. If I'm saying it like that, that sounds more natural and flowy.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna be like, if I'm saying like, oh, that feels so good, I'm not gonna be like, your dick feels so good. That sounds weird to me.
I feel like it's the way it's said though. I think it just has to be said with that type of confidence where you're just like, I think it's like anything else. If with the right amount of confidence, it could sound great.
Okay. How do you refer to a vagina?
I say pussy.
Yeah.
I say angel.
my sweet
rosy angel.
I like him.
Yeah. I like him too.
Angel wings, right?
Fly. You got your angel wings?
Flower.
Dude, stop pandering.
The meaning of life. Now that's pandering right there. God. I'll say God.
Yeah.
This episode is sponsored.
Looked down on me and was like, enacted like it was some divine being. I think I would come.
It would work.
Well, yeah,
it
because it, that's ultimate worship right there.
Yeah.
Literally.
I love being a worship king.
This episode is sponsored by the Bible.
Yeah.
And the Torah.
And the Torah. Which is also the Bible.
And the Quran.
And the Quran.
And the Quran.
The Quran, yeah. We're multifaceted here.
Yeah.
And the golden tablets that Joseph Smith rescued from Utah.
No, fuck Joseph Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mormons, too.
You know what? I didn't realize that I was soaking before Mormons made it cool.
And that's the one where when you just leave it inside and nothing happens.
Like somebody jumps on the bed.
You've done that before?
No, but like I wanted to.
I have had sex and I'm like, just leave it in there.
Yeah.
And let's cuddle. Don't take it out.
That's called cock warming, and I turned out that that's my kink.
That's a real term.
Yeah.
Cock warming.
I really like that. Okay. Like the idea of, I have this fantasy of being like in somebody's office, like under their desk, just like having their dick in my mouth and just like sitting there while he does meetings. I don't know why I like that.
It's a cool scenario.
I'd like to be there.
But also like everyone works from home now, so it's like not as exciting.
Yeah. I'm like under his bed.
your head comes out underneath the couch.
He's having a Zoom meeting like on his fucking stomach. He's like, hey guys, what's going on?
Oh, I
like,
gave a blowjob during someone's on a Zoom meeting.
Wait, what?
Oh, so many. I've given BJs while they're on the phone with their mom, and I'm like,
that's weird.
No, that's hot.
Or like I'm blowing them.
No, it's not.
And
that's
they answer
hot.
The phone. They're like, I gotta take this, and I'm like, you can take it right here.
Wow, saves time.
Oh God, I wouldn't. No.
I don't think you'd be able to handle it.
Well, obviously not.
You'd be like, ah, mom!
I would say no, but also it'd be happening. So what am I going to do? Make you stop?
Exactly. So yeah. you would do it.
I don't want to know that. I want to go on record to say that I've never done that.
Shout out
Brad's
mom.
My mom tries to watch everything that I do, and it's a problem.
Oh, hi, mom.
But she loves you.
She does love me.
That's cute.
Unconditionally, she's my biggest
fan. She's
going to
be like, those two goddamn
I showed my mom Shane Gillis' special yesterday.
Did you like it?
She thought it was hilarious until we got to the cum part, and I had to cut right over that part. We fast forward over at least good 5 minutes of material where she's like, all right, that's enough. And I'm like, that's fair.
Oh, so your mom won't even listen to this part.
Yeah, probably not.
Or the whole podcast.
I'll probably just tell her not to listen to this podcast, even though she'll probably do it out of curiosity anyway.
Did she listen to the first one we did?
I don't remember. I think she saw the clips.
Okay.
The clips, like, we had very dating clips. Like, ours were very datey. Like,
yeah. Okay. Whenever a guy asks me on a date, I think about how you told us
about Mondays.
About the best, like, dates, times to take a girl out. Mm.
Oh, I think...
Was it Mondays, Tuesdays?
I said like... what did I say? I said I said Friday's the horniest day of the week.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Because that's like you're going on a nice date.
Mm-hmm.
And I said Mondays are when you're just trying to get it in.
Yeah.
Or you're going on a first date. Mm-hmm. Which are basically the same thing.
That's true. If I'm seeing you on a Monday...
It's not because you're...
Your
priority is to get to know your dick. And that's it.
I don't know what that's like.
What if he asks you out on a Sunday, like the Lord's Day?
Sunday is definitely like, first of all, Sunday, I feel like that's a day drinking day. I feel like if you're going to go on a date at all, it should be like a brunch date.
Oh, I love
that. Would be fun.
I love like a brunch.
It'd be real
drinking.
Fun. And that's also like a real test. Like if you guys get fucked up with each other and don't want to strangle each other, I think that's pretty solid.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
So just do cocaine on your first date. And if it all works out, then you can get married.
How do we get to cocaine?
That's not what we said, Emily.
I heard it.
All right. What are your guys' type?
My type?
Hmm.
Not anyone submissive, like personality wise. I don't like that.
Mm. Okay. So you're like a dominant personality?
Not dominant. Like, I
got like
scared.
Masculine, but like,
yeah, like someone
they take up space. Like they,
that's one way to put it.
Or okay. Like they walk in a room and people notice them. Like they have a different energy about them. I right.
So, like you like more extroverted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the right word. Yeah.
Would you consider yourself more quiet?
It depends on who I'm around.
He's like,
he's not when he's with me, he's definitely not introverted.
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah.
He's like, but I've also brought him around friends where I like, he does like, I think the more he's around people he's comfortable with, he'll definitely like open up. Even like,
yeah.
like four of us, like kind of thing. I would want somebody, I mean, like I do currently have somebody who's extroverted, but like a hybrid, which is nice where they're able to be extroverted in like rooms, but at the same time be able to pull it back.
Okay.
I need both too.
I think it's like a nice mix to be able to do both. I feel like there are times where I like to be the star of the show in a relationship, mm-hmm. but at the same time, I kind of like somebody who kind of outshines me a little bit in like social situations. Cause it's like, I already have to do this a lot. Mm-hmm. So like, I would rather them take up the room.
Sometimes like you don't want to have to be on.
No, yeah. Of course not. I think that was like the beginning, like when we first started comedy, like we always wanted to be on. And I think like the more longer you do this shit, you're just like, ugh, I'm so tired. Like
it's exhausting.
I only want to be on with the people I feel comfortable being on with. Like if I'm fucking around with him, like it's like, or you guys, like it's.
Unless I'm with like good friends that are like our boys and they're like all crazy. Then I can like bring that energy, but I don't even like to go out anymore now because it's comedy, it's podcasting and all the editing and computer. And then I'm like messaging people and answering emails and setting things up. And by the time it hits 9 o'clock when people would go out, I'm just like, oh, I'm spent.
Yeah.
Right. I've been at comedy shows where people are trying to talk to me. And I think some of the people here probably think I'm a bitch because I just don't talk to anybody.
You're drained,
and I'm drained and I'm just like, and I'm like this. I'm like, I'm just here to get my fucking 10 minutes and go.
To be honest, I became more of a hermit when I moved back to New York. I felt like when I was in LA, I was constantly going out. And like, I feel like that's also kind of part of it. It's like you're constantly always going out. You're always like going to a party, going to like something where you have to be on all the time or like shake hands, whatever. And ever since back to New York, it's like do the thing. And if like nobody wants to go to the diner or anything, it's like, cool, I'm going fucking home.
I kind of love like, I don't even hate
it, but it is weird because I feel like when I lived in New York, I was so like, go, 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 like next thing, bar, whatever. It was like, also you're in your young 20s where you're just like getting fucked up and whatever.
Yeah.
And every comedy is just a giant hang at that point because you're all nowhere in your careers. Mm. And the more nowhere you are, the more time you have to spend with each other.
Yeah.
Sometimes I prep people. Like before my set, I tell the showrunner, I go, I'm going to leave after my set. So don't think I'm an asshole.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're setting expectations. That's like healthy communication.
We're a lot of comics Irish exit as soon as they get a spot.
But that's fine. Like, but it's just kind of
like that. I like the communication.
Yeah, well, of course. Anyone does.
I always do that like with bookers. Like I get to the show. I'm like, hey, I've been super busy today. Yeah. I have to get home and edit. Like I appreciate you putting me on the show, but I got to go after.
That's great.
You know, I think. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think most of the people here at least know our schedule and kind of the vibe. So there at the beginning, when we first got into the scene, we were doing the hang. We were doing multiple comedy shows every single night, making sure that we got to know everybody. And then once we did, I was like, I can't keep this going. I'm going to be burnt out.
Yeah, for sure.
What I like doing is if I were to leave a venue at the same time with a comedian, and you know, there's that obligatory walk to the subway. I ask them right before I go, do you want to be alone? And then if they say yes or no, whatever. And then, then sometimes I tell them, I want to be alone. And
you're very emotionally mature. I like that.
It took them a while to get there.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
While, but,
yeah.
But yeah.
I think a comic did that to me and I said, I want to keep doing that.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I like that.
I tell Brad all the time. Leave me the fuck alone.
Well, Emily does that with me. And we like, she'll just be like, hey, I don't want to talk today. Cause I'm a talker. Good. If I'm in the house, I'm like, blah, 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 and I just don't stop.
But that's Emily's really like, healthy.
Yeah. And she's just like, hey, I'm not in a talking mood today.
Yeah.
And then I cry internally and I'm like, she hates me. But no, it's super healthy. We are not very different.
I saw somebody on TikTok that does that with her husband and I was like, oh, I should talk to Jamie about this. And you just like reminded me. They have what they call astronaut time where they pretend they're like on the moon. So if you're on the moon, you can't be communicated with, obviously. So they go to each other. They're like, hey, I need astronaut time. And basically they could be in the same room, like existing around each other, but they won't speak to each other. I'm like, oh, that's a cool way to communicate that. Just be like, I need to be on the moon right now.
That's such a like couples therapy thing. Like,
I'll let you
know. I'm going to do astronaut time, okay? I'm going to orbit around you, but don't fucking look at me.
If I was dating somebody and they were just like, I can't talk right now, I would respect it, but I think inside I would die.
No, you'd be fucking...
No, I would just like want somebody that would want to talk to me all the time because they love me.
Oh, so you want to be worshipped.
Yeah.
Isn't that a lot? I don't know. I've never lived with a partner. It's a lot.
Seems I've never like lived a with a partner either.
I've lived with one for 6 days.
I did two years.
No, he was cheating on me with his baby mama.
Oh,
right,
that'll change.
Things. And then I met Emily on Facebook Marketplace. Wow.
I did 2 years of living with a girlfriend, and I could tell that I was a lot for her.
Really?
She was very introverted. And she also was an only child, so they're so used to being alone and liking that alone time.
Mm-hmm.
And I can kind of see that was like definitely an issue that I was never, I mean, like we never went to couples therapy, but like also feel like it was something that was probably never going to get like, oh, I was never going to be okay with it. Cause it's like, I do need to be able to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
And it's like, I actually gotten better of like less of like calling 100 of my friends. Cause I used to do that a lot where I would go through like a list of friends and just start calling everyone and speak.
I do that too.
But it's like doing that all the time was so unhealthy. Cause you're just like, I'm draining myself and I'm also draining my friends. And I'm like, I don't want to have nothing to talk to them about.
Yeah.
I probably speak to him like every other like week, I'd say probably like once every week, maybe even.
That's what I do with my friends too.
I've gotten better at it. It's hard though. It's like, cause it's like, I get that where it's like, I feel like I need to be stimulated. I want to talk. Yeah.
But I did date somebody that could not lay in bed with me. Ugh. So what did we call him? American Psycho is his nickname. It would go like this and it would be 6 a.m. and it would be like beep, 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 beep. And he'd go.
Oh my God.
Oh Jesus.
And he'd immediately get up.
Was he an NPC?
Literally. And I was like.
Time to go to the work shed.
And he had everything. He definitely had OCD, but he had everything like perfect. Like his whole routine was the exact same every day.
Was he a veteran?
No, he actually is in the military now, but
and I'm proud to be.
We broke up,
a sociopath.
And then he joined the National Guard, and I was like, "Did I do something to you?" but yeah, we called him American Psycho. He like get up, he'd brush his teeth, he had a certain order, and I was just like, "Can we lay in bed for 5 minutes and just hold each other, and I'll kiss on you, and maybe suck your dick?" And then he'd just be like, "No, I have to do my routine."
Does he? Oh yeah, that sounds like
where did he keep the raincoat and the axe?
He could. Yeah, I could see it honestly.
Here's a question. When you guys get married, would you have the same? Would you sleep on the same bed or separate beds?
I think two bedrooms is super healthy.
Yep.
I think sometimes sleeping alone is also super healthy. Majority of the time, I'd want to sleep together. But I also think I'm going to have a job where I'm traveling a lot. So when we do get the chance to sleep together, you're going to want to. And if I was away and they were like, I'm going to sleep in my room tonight, I'd be like, who are you fucking on the side? You know what I'm saying? I would be like, what's going on here? Yeah.
That's an interesting conversation. I mean, like, I feel like I've heard there have been like studies done where it's like there have been married couples that have actually had long-term marriages because they didn't always sleep in the same bed.
I think it's healthy.
I think it's totally healthy. Like, I think it's exciting in the honeymoon phase of your relationship when you first move in with each other. You're all just like snuggly and fucking and all that shit. And then it's like there's a certain point where you're like, I would love if there was another room, you know?
Yeah.
It gets to that point and it's like I think it's also the idea of like being able to keep making your relationship spicy enough to keep blossoming and whatever that may entail. Because I think eventually, obviously, you know, you hit ruts, you know, things get dry.
Yeah.
I've never experienced that.
Well.
And she's got the WAP.
Okay. Well.
Have you ever had a dead bedroom?
What do you mean a dead bedroom?
That's what they call it on Reddit, where like you're not having sex.
Yeah. That's the end of a relationship usually.
Yeah, I had a boyfriend that just would never fuck me, and I had to.
He
beg
was gay,
him.
Definitely gay,
or maybe he was just asexual.
I think and then he couldn't really keep it up or anything. And I'm like, I remember one time I was on top, and I was like, I want you to be aggressive with me, and he flipped out on me. I was like, thought I was being hot. And he just like made me feel so not wanted. And he yells and he's like, now if you want it your way, and I feel like I'm being controlled in this, and I just want to do it.
Sounds
my, like,
a gay man.
Sounds like a gay man.
He probably had a porn addiction.
I think he had low T.
I think he was gay.
Okay.
Well,
he wouldn't fuck you.
Yeah, like it was once every 2 weeks.
No,
I fucked him maybe like 6 times in our whole relationship. We did it for like 6 months.
Gay
stuff. Yeah.
And I was like, I would cry. I'd be like, I just, and what's sucked was I was like I gained a bunch of weight from tearing my LCL playing soccer in college. Mm-hmm. And so, and I didn't have health insurance. So I gained a bunch of weight. And then that summer I lost all of it. And I had like a fit body. It was like the first time, and I got back to my senior year and I was like, I'm ready to fuck. And then I ended up dating somebody and he wouldn't fuck me. And I was like, I'm now at my hottest and you won't fuck me. Like, what is this?
What a power move.
Yeah.
What a power move on his end. Or maybe so the gayest bad. Thing he could have done. But either way.
A gay power move.
Gay power move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a power that. Bottom. Who knows?
Oh.
I would have pegged him.
Did you ask?
You know what?
Him?
You never asked. No. Yeah, never asked.
No, I wasn't like super sexual back then. I didn't really know what was
But now
going
you would
on.
Have been like, what size do you want? You pull out like fucking 4 of them like it's an arsenal.
Yeah, I gotta,
you gotta have options. Yeah,
of course. Everyone's got a size that they could take.
But we were talking about the dead bedrooms and stuff, like that's usually the sign of kind of like a dying relationship.
We, in the last, I'd say like 3 months of my last relationship, the long one, there were times where I would turn her down, and like, I'm a very horny person where it's mm-hmm. like, if I'm turning sound for sex, something's up. Like, yeah, and like
you mentally check out.
And when you're having sex, you're not fucking there. Yeah. Like, it's just like, you're thinking of everything but what's in front of you, which is crazy because it's just like, this person is happily sitting on you, you know, like
very happily.
And then you're just like, man, and like the amount of porn you watch. Yeah. I had to watch porn during sex to get through sex.
Wow.
Yeah.
My last relationship
because
was
I
like,
just wasn't in it into it.
So you had to watch porn
to like get horny. And
that's crazy.
Do it. Yeah. I was super checked out.
That was my last relationship.
I think we were both done, but like I got to the point where I was just so numb and like I felt like that was the only thing I like helped. And I also was like really overweight. I was not taking care of myself. I was just not happy.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt like it was like reaching its breaking point.
I do. Sometimes though, like for girls, like we're hormonal. So there are certain times of the month that I just like I have no sex drive.
Sure.
And like it sucks to say if I'm like visiting and traveling somewhere and I haven't seen them in a while and I'm there for 5 days and it's like right before my period. So I'm like the lowest energy. I have no sex drive. I feel obligated to fuck them, even though my body doesn't want to.
That's crazy.
Because I'm like dating them or something and I'm like, fuck, I don't want to like. To keep this relationship going, I have to fuck you so you don't do something. But then I'm like, it's in a weird thing.
I think you just communicate that, like,
you just tell them.
You're just not into it at that moment.
Whatever you just said, just say it to.
Oh, I know, but it does, like, then I sit there when I'm not fucking them and then I feel guilt. And then that feels worse sometimes than.
Yeah, but
no,
you gotta
tell them, like, what's going on. It's not like you don't want to at all. But if you forcibly wanna, like, make them happy by having sex with them, that's going to make them also feel like shit if they knew that like you only did it because you feel like you had to.
I feel like some guys don't give a fuck on that.
Well, that's also because most guys are dead inside and don't actually work out their shit. And you shouldn't be dating people.
Yeah. No, I'm learning from my past.
Oh,
but I feel like it's just one of those, like, I've done so many long distance relationships that's where it gets like, I'm not going to see you for 3 months or 2 months or something crazy. Like,
right.
You know,
I'd rather have the conversation of like, look, like, I'm like not there for you like in this moment, like I can't do that right now because it's not something I'm feeling.
Yeah,
I would feel
but
way
once
better.
I'm in it,
I would
I'm
way,
there.
Feel way better. Yeah, I'd feel like, way better knowing that.
The would rather have that than that. Not have sex.
Yeah, I'll just break up. No, I'm kidding.
No. You're an asshole. No. She's like, I'm not feeling good right now.
I would just throw her entire
like,
suitcase out the window. What would you guys do?
I'd buy her a flight home.
Yeah, I'd start packing it all in boxes for her, actually.
I just move out of my apartment, leave the lease to her.
Yeah. I would remove all the furniture and it just would be a bunch of, it's all the fucking, it's like squished like carpet. You're like, oh wow, there used to be a couch here.
That's so sad.
Yeah. That took way too long to get to.
Glad we had that talk.
It's all right. You know, sometimes you start
I just want a boyfriend.
Jesus Christ.
I just want a man friend. I don't want a boyfriend anymore. I want a man.
You got bread.
Future guy tunes into this episode. They're like, Jesus Christ. They're like, what?
I feel like a cat in heat right now.
Do you guys think that chemistry is necessary?
100%. That's the only reason.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Okay, thank you.
But I sometimes don't think...
someone
argued
this?
Just rely on chemistry. And just because you have chemistry does not mean you're compatible.
Okay, I get that. But I think the ultimate test to being with somebody is the chemistry. Because the idea of being with someone and having no chemistry, you're roommates.
Yeah.
Yeah, but isn't that... You know, I always found, not to contradict what you're saying,
fine.
But I remember I saw some video, you know, they have those videos where they go like, how'd you two meet? You know, those TikTok videos?
Yeah, I love those.
Right. And there was like this one, there were a few of these where they were an Indian couple and they go, how'd you two meet? And they go like, it was an arranged marriage. And they go like, wow, when did you guys meet each other before you got married? They're like, 2 days. And they go, and how long have you guys been married? 30 years and we're happy and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
It's sort of like if you're young enough and then you just get together, your personality is like clay or Play-Doh, and then it just molds with the other person.
You're more malleable.
Sure.
Yeah, so...
Also, I think love's a choice. So it's a choice to show up every day, whether or not you get along with someone all the time, or maybe they have different aspects of their personality. Like, sometimes I just want like another version of me, and I'm like, no, you don't. You want somebody who compliments it.
Yeah.
I do not want another Emily. I absolutely would never date myself.
That's concerning.
No, I just want somebody who compliments me, but not me.
I think it's like, I guess in past relationship, I've had somebody where it's like the only chemistry we had, I'd say in the beginning, was sexual. And then I have somebody in my life now where it's like, it's both.
That's what you want.
And that's what you want. You can see,
when I have both,
if you can see how contagious it is on both ends, I think that's the answer to chemistry where it's like, yes, as long as chemistry is answered in both ways, if it's not just sexual, then no, that's a no-go. I think that's when you are relying on pure just physicality.
Just
to carry.
Lust.
Lust is not a relationship.
I feel like you can teach somebody how to be good in bed. I care more. I'm like, are you emotionally intelligent? Can we communicate and have chemistry that way?
Right.
Like during problems and times that are not so nice.
I don't like going
some
to
people
bed.
You
I
don't have chemistry when shit hits the fan and you realize like it just will there's always a disconnect and you can fuck good and you can have fun together, but if you can't communicate well, then that's an issue.
I don't like going to bed angry. I think it's my least favorite thing. Like I want to know, like I'm also someone who's like, listen, we go on stage every fucking night, right? And it's like the immediate validation of knowing the answer, I think, will carry on and bleed into your life, where it's like, I need to know.
Same.
Why are you upset? What did I do? What can we do to fix this? So we can just at least wake up tomorrow going, okay, that was a thing. We're over it. Let's move forward.
It doesn't always work like that.
And of course it doesn't.
Yeah, because you're more like, I think Emily.
And I'm not saying that I think that everybody can be like that. It just, I feel like it.
It can be. Oh, I'm like that. So I like. Do that to all my partners, and sometimes they don't do it.
It's a lot of self-work to get to that point, too. I mean, like, it's not something that you can, like, easily get there, but I think it's, like, if you trust your partner enough, like, that wall will open up enough.
You're safe.
You're safe, and it's, like, nothing will bad will happen if we talk about this, and, like...
Yeah. You know, like, I used to be like that, where I needed that immediate validation that everything was going to be okay, because I thought I was going to be abandoned, but as I've matured more, I've realized that some problems can't be fixed in an hour conversation. Yeah. Sometimes you need some space to cool down and process your emotions so you can effectively communicate. I would rather not solve a problem immediately and allow us to get our thoughts together and know that we love each other enough that we're not going to bed mad, but we can still be upset about something, but there's still love there and the desire to work through that the next day.
And I think that's a valid point. I think when I say go to bed angry, I don't mean like, we have to do it right then and there. It's like, it's more of like, can we take a couple minutes, gather ourselves collectively, and then
you're like, you still wanted the same night.
I still want the same night, but like,
me too.
But I think it's like more like, I think that's also the impulsiveness of myself that I'm trying to work on, where it's like, I feel like there will be an immediate answer. Where it's like, no, if you're still hot, you're still hot. Like you can't, you need to cool down. Like you need a second. And I think if you give yourself time to allow yourselves to go, I need like, give me a few minutes. Let me collect myself so we don't say things we regret or whatever.
That's also mature that you're now able to see that some people need that and that you might need that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Wow, maturity. Yeah.
How do you handle conflict?
I yell. No, I'm just kidding.
You're
a
yeller?
I'm a yeller, too. Yeah, but I'm not yelling in like a... I'm yelling because it's like the louder I am is like there's so much emotion. It's not like I'm trying to yell at them. I'm just being loud. Like I'm talking like this and everything is raised and it's...
Yeah. You get it. You're an Aquarius. Like, you're fiery.
It's like a Boston. Like that's how my mom grew up. Everyone in my family... We could all be like, blah, 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 and then we're like, all right, where do you want to go after that?
But like,
and it's not okay, meaning we're like.
That's where I'm going to step in. You can't blame a fucking city on screaming
not,
at each
it's
other.
It's not blaming the city. It's just like if you're raised to not to go like, okay, we're yelling, but then after that, there are no repercussions after the yelling.
Right.
And some there's people, you yell if you raise your voice, like
they're not raised that way.
They are not raised that way, and then yeah. So they're like, "This person's crazy," and I'm like, "Oh no, we were just raised different."
Yeah. But I was raised that way.
I grew up in a yelling house. Yeah,
I did too, and I don't like that now.
That's
no,
fair.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, nothing gets accomplished. It's just a bunch of people like yelling over each other.
If I'm venting in my house, I'm yelling.
But venting is different than getting in an argument, like screaming at somebody. Like you can vent and be aggressive.
But I've been disrespected and I've like raised my voice and be like, go ahead and fucking disrespect me. Like let's do it. And it's because they're being like really pieces of shit.
That's different than venting. Well, I'm saying you said venting. We're talking about arguments. And we're talking about people being shitty. Like if you're venting, that's your emotion. That's your passion. Say however you need to say it.
But why can't you arguing, do that in an argument then?
But in an argument, I think it's like this. What? It's like when I hear yelling in an argument, that goes... I feel like they're trying to get something out instead of just being like, "Hey, what's the problem here?" Like I'm on your. It's almost like when I'm in an argument, I go, "I'm on your side. I want to make sure this ends, whatever it ends." Or, oh no!
Hello. Do you guys raw dog? You don't raw dog.
I don't. Only if I'm with somebody.
Yeah.
Like if I'm with somebody, yes.
Yeah, if
you're that's why I make like men get a STD test.
I don't trust anybody in these streets.
No,
I don't either. Not especially in Miami.
Yeah, I heard
Miami.
There's. More.
I feel like you. Yeah. It sounds like an STD when you say it like that. Miami.
Do you have Miami?
I got a little bit of Miami.
I think I've only had sex with one person I met in Miami.
Nice.
Oh.
I've had sex with two people I've met here. In 3 years, that's
it's not bad.
That's not bad.
I usually just like.
Not
fuck
in Miami.
Somebody that I if well I'm usually just not fucking.
I don't know why.
That's
always
okay.
I'm sober from dick.
You don't have to be.
No one's I do you. Though. Like for my survival, I'm withering away. I'm like.
Was that a frog?
That was a burp.
That was a frog. You had a frog.
I'm waiting for my Prince Charming, so I got my frog.
So you can suck the frog out of you.
Yeah, he's got to suck something out of me. Might as well be a frog.
You know what? There could be worse things.
But you were hitting a really good note before.
Okay, so what I was saying is like we were talking about like going to bed angry, working it out. I think it's like, oh fuck, what was it?
We can listen to it.
No, it's been going, so I don't know where it. I never stopped
about
it.
Yelling. Like don't.
Oh yeah, so so this is a perfect example. Yeah. So like my last relationship, she would get very like bitey in the like conversations, like if there was conflict,
like snappy.
And I was just like, yo, like I'm on your side, regardless if we have differences in this current chat and this like this conflict, we shouldn't have to raise our voices at each other because that's just being like, I need to be heard. And that's why I'm raising that's what I know with my parents. It was a matter of like, hear me. And it's like, both of you are not listening to each other. You're both not giving each other a chance to talk because you feel like you have to say something or scream your point or you're not going to be understood. Mm-hmm. I think that's what yelling is to me. Yelling is literally just an excuse to be heard.
Interesting.
It's not anyone feeling like, oh, but my point's more important. Like, it does shit.
Yeah.
Everyone's afraid that they're going to be wrong in whatever point they have or not be able to see the point in someone else.
I also think yelling, too, though, can be like... That person know if I'm getting to a point where I'm yelling, like that person has pushed me.
Sure.
And they know that. And they're like almost purposely trying to push you to that point. So you yell and they can turn it on you. Like, look, you are the bad person.
Well, is that gaslighting?
No. It's like manipulating. I don't know. Yeah.
Gaslighting would be like saying to somebody like you did something and being like, oh no, I didn't. Like, it's just like,
you're crazy.
Like convincing them they're crazy.
Yeah. Convincing they're crazy for a second, but like to push you to the limit is, I think it's manipulation, I would say, if anything.
Yeah, but the last two times, I used to be a yeller, like, in relationships. My last relationship didn't yell at all, but, like, I just walked away with grace. I was like, when I'm quiet is when you got to be scared of me. Like, when I'm like, okay,
Da-na-na-na.
What's up?
Yep. You know what I mean? What are you singing?
I've also realized some people want you to get to that point so they can just take your energy.
But there are people who literally get off to fighting, and it's like, I don't really, I don't get that.
I've never felt that way.
But there are, again, everyone's got a different bag, you know? Like, I don't get that. I don't get any, like, fuel from it. If anything, I just get more upset. I get more disappointed.
Like, I used to be that way, though. I reconnected with my ex recently, and he was talking about how I would fight, and I would just yell at people. Like, if they pissed me off, I would just start yelling at them.
You?
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. And I would
I've never seen you yell.
You yelled at me for yelling at someone, and you called me out for it.
Yelling?
Yeah.
Well, when you were like, fuck you, you're wearing a Yankees hat yelling?
No. No, but I do
this
that.
This is the most Boston thing I've heard in my life. Fuck you and your fucking Yankees hat.
I've done that so many times.
Emily from, we were drunk and we were walking down the streets of Boston. Some guy, she was like, hey, fuck you. Fuck the Yankees. And he's like, you're a FAG, like, or something like that. He's like, yeah.
And bro, then, I will fight grown men over the Red Sox. Yeah. 120%.
That's the only time I've really seen you. I've seen you be like more stern
dumbest
with
thing
people,
I've heard.
But I yell.
No, like when we were on like a cruise ship, and so I hate when people touch my food and like eat off my plate and share you. I don't like it.
Noted.
And he's like, I'm going to do it every time I see you.
Oh, is this with Noah?
Yeah. And he like took my fork, ate half of my mac and cheese, and I got so pissed off, and my immediate reaction was to be like, what the fuck are you doing? And I cussed him out for like 5 minutes, and Jamie was like, hey, Emily, that's not how you approach conversations. That's not
also,
how you do
also,
that.
I don't know if you heard the good word. It's unlimited.
No, no, no. First
you'll get another mac and cheese. You're crazy.
I wasn't mad that you like yelled in general. I was mad you were treating the guy I was interested in trying to fuck.
What a cockblock. Not only
it was cockblocking,
that's the worst cockblock of all time. It's not even like you were trying to fuck the person that she's talking to. You're like treating him like he's a fucking piece of shit. Forever thinking that it'd be okay to eat
and
a piece
like,
of mac and cheese.
I don't like that guy. And I was like, I'm trying to have sex with him. Like, can we take it a step back? Because he needs to like you to like me and be around both
but
of
also,
us.
But also, why the fuck are you eating off my plate, you piece of shit?
In his defense, it probably looked like
really
good mac and
cheese. It was dank mac and cheese.
Dude, get your own fucking mac and cheese.
You know, it's one of those things of like, you ever see the I Think You Should Leave sketch where he's just like, give me that.
Yes, I love that. Yeah. I'm joking.
I Think You Should Leave.
I want a bite. Give me that.
I want to make sketches like that.
Me too.
Good luck.
Thank you.
It's so funny.
It's such an art form. It's so hard.
It's such an art
form.
Like,
to make that look as ridiculous and so easy, it's just like...
He's so good.
He's very good.
I love seeing him on TikTok. There's like one specific version of him that they put over videos, and it's like...
Sure about that? Sure about that?
Yeah. What's the other one where he's like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. Oh, he goes, we're all trying to find this guy. We're all trying to find the guy who did this, the hot dog suit.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
It's you. You drove the hot dog car.
Wait, what was the funny show that we watched with Wayne? That's a really
good...
The review.
Oh my God. The review on Apple TV. It's a guy who literally, it's like a TV show, and he reviews life, but not like, I go out to a pizza place and try the food. Sorry, not a dig on you.
It's a comedy sketch. Each one's 5 minutes.
Uh-huh. And he reviews like getting divorced. So he actually got divorced.
He goes being racist, and then like he'll be like, God, I'm gonna review being a racist. So then he's like, and no matter what, he has to do his research and do whatever he can to fully embody whatever he's reviewing.
It was
so the whole sketch is like him like trying to be racist, and then he's like with his whole family and friends, and he's like one best black friend, and they start fighting, and he goes like, you're a... And he like says the N-word, and then it's this whole thing, and then like he gets beat up, and he like at the same time he has a coke addiction because he reviewed cocaine and getting addiction.
Who's the face of the show?
Some white guy.
I don't. It's an old.
It's very
older.
Funny.
His glasses.
He's like a nerdiest white guy.
Comedy Central, like way.
It's so funny.
Was it John Daly?
I don't know.
I'm gonna look it up on YouTube.
I think it
was so well done, and each
John
episode
Daly,
kind of has like,
or maybe
it
is.
Keeps
is
it
he,
going.
Is he a white guy with glasses, and he looks very like nerdy looking?
Yeah. He's got like blonde hair.
Oh yeah, that's. I know exactly who that guy is. Yeah. He's been around
so
forever.
Good.
He's in. He's in. Semi-pro.
Okay.
He's the announcer in Semi-Pro.
The funny, there was hilarious one.
Hold on. It was Comedy Central. Next
review is Yeah.
Patty in Park City, Utah texts, doctors tell me I have to be careful because of all the addicts in the human cesspool that is my family, but I'm not so sure. Forrest, what's it like to be an addict?
Well, the only thing I've been addicted to is a thirst for knowledge.
Yeah, that guy.
Don't think so. I remember that show. And gets addicted to coke.
That's funny.
He spends his kids' college fund. There was one where he reviewed a sex tape, and his wife wouldn't do a sex tape with him. So, like, he set the scene. He set the table for her, got roses, like, candles. She was like, no, I don't want to do a sex tape. So he's like, I guess I'm going to have to do it without her. And it pans back to the same dinner, the same roses, same candles, and you don't know who it is. You think he's, like, fucking someone else who's not his wife. And then there's just, like, a life-size sex doll. Oh, and he's funny.
Like, fucking it and shit. And he's like, and then at the same time, he's doing cocaine because from the last episode, he still has an addiction. Funny. So it keeps it going. It's hilarious.
You ever see the Nikki Glaser from her show that she had on Comedy Central where she was feeding porn stars what to say to each other in their ear?
No.
They did a full scene. Like, it was two, like, well-known porn stars, and Nikki Glaser and another comic were on microphones with earpieces for them to say weird shit to
each
other.
So it's like Impractical Jokers, but for porn?
But for porn, yeah.
Nice.
It was, like, a brilliant premise.
I love
that. That's brilliant.
It was, like, a one-time sketch. They did it once, never did it again. And her show got canceled. Her show was funny. It was, I think it was called, like, something like Not Safe with Nikki Glaser.
I love that.
I like that.
I love Nikki Glaser.
You know who I fucking love? Eric Andre. Eric Andre, like, pioneered that weird style of humor that's so off-putting, it's hilarious. Yes. And I love that.
You have to watch his new thing. He did a 30-minute, or it's not 30 minutes, it's like 15 minutes. It's live from off-Broadway. And it's like, he did a show at Terminal 5. It's the most ridiculous. I mean, it's basically another episode of Eric Andre, but with audience members. And then he has, like, two guests.
I love that show.
Oh, it's so good.
He's so good. Funny. Who's your favorite comedians from comedians?
From
what? Like, you guys are comedians. Who's your favorite comedian
from comedians? What was that?
Shut the fuck up. Just answer my fucking question. I swear to fucking God. Right. What do you like? The fucking Yankees? Get out of my fucking house.
Oh, well, this is what it's like. I'm not.
I think he does. He's a New York boy.
Yeah. That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Go on.
If anything, you're probably turning him on. So.
Fuck you.
So
speaking of Boston, I like Bill Burr a lot.
I love Bill Burr.
That's great.
Patrice. Before he.
Louis C.K. Yeah, is it Louis C.K. or Louis?
Louis.
I love Louis C.K.
That's what I thought. You know when you, like, you say a word and you're like, I know that this is right, but then you second guess it?
Yeah.
I do that with a lot of words and names.
I you know what I was, like, thinking about actually today about, like, comedians? I always, like, used to say, like, my inspirations, and I was just like, that wasn't really it. Like, I remember the first, like, stand-up comedy album I listened to, and it's also a special that, like, I could never repeat or, like, quote from, is Chris Rock's Roll with the New. That's okay. Like, N-words versus black people, like, like the jail special.
Like, I've never seen Chris Rock's comedy.
Bring the Pain?
I mean, I have, the album I had was called Roll with the New.
Rolling with the New.
Yeah. And okay. It's such a back-to-back funny fucking hour of just.
I love that.
Pure stand-up gold. And I never ever said that Chris Rock was an inspiration, but I was like, I used to listen to that album going to sleep. It was like Robin Williams, Chris Rock.
You heard the N-word before.
I did, before I knew I could even say it, right? That's great. And then I heard the Donald Glover bit about that bit. Oh. And I was like, well, if Donald Glover can't say it, I certainly shouldn't be saying it.
Yeah. That's how you learned.
Yeah, that's how I learned. Now, I was just like, I obviously knew after a certain point, I'm like, probably shouldn't even quote this. So
my first stand-up special I watched was Jim Jeffries.
Wow, the gun control special?
It was when he was like, how many of y'all have a smart kid? And then he, like, has a whole bit, like, and everyone raises their hand, and he just shits on parents. Oh. And he's like, your kid's a fucking idiot, probably. And he goes in about dumb kids.
Is this when he had the kid, or is this before the kid?
I don't remember this. I was in high school, so this is,
oh,
like,
it was probably before he had the kid.
Because
he had a kid. I think it was the second or third special he had a kid.
Oh. I know that. That's where he says, if you're a dumb cunt, and if your wife's a dumb cunt, then you're going to
have a kid's going to be a
dumb
cunt.
Yes, and I love that.
I think that's the gun control special.
No,
it's after?
It's before.
Oh, it's before.
I didn't even know stand-up comedy, like, existed, and my ex was like, hey, let's watch this, and I watched that, and I remember when I decided to get into comedy, like, that's kind of what I channel, because I swear a lot, I'm very, like, dirty, and I don't care. So I love that.
My first special was Fluffy. Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I loved him as a kid. I was like 8 years
old.
It's so easy to like that.
I mean, he's fun voices. Yeah. Like, it's goofy, good storytelling. Yeah.
Him and Kevin Hart were like what I grew up on.
He's not the one who steals jokes. Who's that? No. We did get a voicemail. We just got a voicemail.
Oh, you guys get questions, right?
Yes. Sick. So this is for the people, by the people.
For the people,
by the people. I haven't listened to this one yet, so I have no idea what it is, but it's kind of long. You guys so down?
That's it. Ready? That's it. Yeah, give it a roll.
Just audio
and we'll comment on it.
They're just like coming.
Wait.
Oh God. My stomach's like, feed me.
I am such a huge fan of you girls, and I'm so proud of how amazing the podcast has done over the last couple of years. But I have a story. So one thing I love about your podcast is talking about just these piece of shit men that we deal with, and you know, going on your healing journey from dealing with the trauma of those piece of shit men. So here's a story of my piece of shit ex-husband. So he was a narcissistic dude, abusive in every way, verbally, emotionally, financially, sexually, all that stuff. And I've gone through a lot of therapy over the last few years since leaving him. And I found a fantastic way to cope is remembering embarrassing shit about them. So, you know, these people can be kind of scary in their own way, but this definitely helps because it takes that weird sense of power away from them. And so I don't feel small. I just look at them and I laugh. So here is the story. He has not one, but two misspelled tattoos. There's a quote from the show saying, "Love doesn't make sense." And on the other side of his chest, it said, "Because love is the best thing we do." You know, you're so fucking deep, dude. So he's FaceTiming me, showing me this tattoo, and the first thing I realized is that, you know, both sides of the quote on his chest are a little uneven, but I don't say anything. And then I look more at the quote that says, "Love doesn't make sense." And that's when I see the word "doesn't" is spelled D-O-S-E-N-T.
Oh, no.
Not even an apostrophe.
On him. And I tell him this, "Dozen?" And he flips out accusing me that I'm wrong, and even Googles it to make sure that it is. So he's freaking out, realizing that he has a misspelled word on right on his chest. And I look at the tattoo again, a little bit more. And imagine my shock that I realized the word "sense" in that quote is also spelled wrong. I told him this too, and he freaks the fuck out. And you know, I felt really bad at first because I saw, you know, how stressful it was. But low-key in the back of my head, I'm like, this fucking idiot. And I'm judging this tattoo artist because, like, dude, fucking spell check, really? Couldn't even, like, double check. And you probably just saw the outline and was like, dude, we're good. Let's just get it done. And then even better, he goes back a couple days later to, quote-unquote, fix it. They use this solution to, like, draw ink out of the skin. So once it's healed, they can go back and fix the spelling errors. He never went back and did that. So there's literally a big splotch. And then they even tried to, like, on the other spelling error, make a little heart, a little dinky little heart to try and change the lettering. It looks absolutely horrendous. And it's just that little sense of joy that I get that this is a man who would punch holes in walls. And I told him to get off his fucking video games. And when I would accuse him of, you know, flirting and texting other girls, he would flip out and throw these big baby boy man child tantrums. And he has a spelling error in the same two spelling errors in the same tattoo. Makes me feel just a little bit better. Anyway, I absolutely love you girls. You guys are fucking fantastic. Keep up the amazing work. Bye.
Bye.
I feel like his name is Kyle and he drinks Monster.
Can I just say something? Hot take?
No.
She's not over him.
She's still in love with him?
Still in love with
him. Love doesn't make sense.
Here's the thing. It's like, first of all, that is a coping mechanism, being like, oh, this is how I'm getting over it. I'm thinking about all the embarrassing things. I'm like, well, that's kind of reminiscing still. It's not like, that doesn't make you not get over that person.
Well, I think it's a different situation when trauma is involved. It's not like a normal breakup where you get over it. When someone causes trauma to you, like, that sticks with life until you heal it, and that takes time. So to make it easier, she's like, if I can, like, make fun of him, it feels better, and like
it's like you win a little
bit. It's not controlling you and making you feel
right
tiny.
I get that, but when I'm listening to her talk about like the passion behind it, it's like I know she's laughing about it and like looking back and like how insane and how fucked up this guy was. It was just like there's a part of me going, yeah, but I feel like if he texted you, you kind of would talk to him still. Like, not to say that she should be with that, but it's like you're not over it. Like,
I think
here's the thing. If you, I feel like the, and this is, I'm not a fucking therapist, but I think that if you're going to get over a relationship, even the most traumatic ones, facing them head on is not to keep talking about them. And like, I get it in the first couple.
I talk about all my exes.
When you talk about it, because you're like, you're processing, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know how fresh this breakup is. Maybe that's also the thing. We have no context of when they broke up. But what I think I'll say is that I think that the longer you hold on to those things, even trauma related, it's like you're not going to move on either.
I think you have to talk about trauma to move on. And her coping mechanism is clearly humor. So her way of trying to get over that is by making jokes so she can actually move on.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I talk about my exes all the time, and it's like just because I can recite something with a lot of passion does not mean I want them or would go back to them.
Sure.
Like, we talk about Mr. Robotongue all the time, and that man ate my pussy unlike anyone else. I'll remember that forever. But fuck him.
Maybe it was like maybe I'm reading the passion of how she was saying it to you guys. Kind of felt like, I was like, oh, I feel like there's still a piece of you that's still invested a little bit.
You would imagine if she told that story monotone for the part. Hey, girls, love you. Yeah. So I had an abusive ex. He did this, and this is how I kind of cope. She also knows our style, so she could just be playing into it and being entertaining. That's fair.
It was definitely like, first of all, it took me by like the fact that he didn't spell check.
Yeah,
anything.
Where are your misspelled tattoos? You seem
first of all
a little pressed.
First of all, I don't have any tattoos.
He's blank,
and I also can't fucking live with that. That's a commitment I'll never go down with. Like, not to say I don't care if you have tattoos. I personally couldn't do it because I'm like, I don't know one thing that I put on my body being like, I'll be fine with this in 10 years. Also, you're getting writing on your body and you're not spell checking your shit.
That's crazy.
That guy is actually retarded. Like, that is the dumbest thing I've heard in my life. So yes, does sound like she was with a bad guy for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. He sounds like
an
asshole.
And also the fact that he was on Xbox, like it's like all the shit where I was like, man, there's so like many red flags. Before she even mentioned how abusive and how narcissistic it was, I was like, no. I think we were missing all the things that are like, you shouldn't have been with him for
these
reasons.
Listen, we all look over red flags, okay?
Sure.
And sometimes the best dick is toxic dick, all right?
That's what I'm saying. This guy, may have some good dick. After everything we heard, I was like, but what's keeping you there?
The dick.
It's probably the dick.
It's the dick.
Fear of abandonment.
Yeah, for sure.
Being alone, codependency. There's a list of those.
The dick.
What were you going to say?
I just hope he's doing all right.
I'm wishing her well in life.
No, yeah, wish her well.
Why?
No, I'm just kidding.
He's just being a dick. Now you're getting the best part of the talk.
It seems bad. Did she say that she broke up with him right after that tattoo?
No, I think it was just
reminiscing on it because she didn't even get into that.
She probably broke up because the abuse. Yeah. And then she's looking back and she's like, damn. Because sometimes it's like we have, you know, there's like beer goggles when you go out and rose colored glasses.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you aren't even noticing those red flags about people or like those little things. And then you stop dating and you're like, how did I put up with that? This man,
I think it's because we always are told that you have to compromise. So sometimes I guess we go like, all right, so I guess I'll just deal with that.
A lot of people settle.
Well, no, I think that's one way to put it. Yeah, settling, compromise. I think you have to do that no matter what.
Yeah.
I don't think.
All relationships are compromise.
So I think that she was compromising with his.
She was compromising her spell check.
No, I think after, well, yeah, that's kind of, I think if you don't know how to spell, I think there's a lot more.
There's
more issues.
Yeah, I think.
Did you know that kids in elementary school and middle school can't read and write? Like it's a
what do you mean?
Pandemic.
There's an epidemic of kids who can't read and write.
You're surprised the TikTok generation doesn't know how to read or write.
The short bus like production companies must be making bank in this generation.
And except they're just regular buses now.
Because they're all iPad kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's literally the issue.
Have you seen the bit of the guy who does the character? He's just like iPad kid at his grandma's funeral, and it's just like a guy, like a, just like very like too old to be holding an iPad. It's just like that is the kid as he gets older. Is just an iPad kid. Like that's how I vision it. Because it's like,
yeah,
we had Game Boys, sure. And then that was one thing.
Yeah,
and like,
I didn't read on those.
You can't read on those. You can't watch content. It was just like you played the game. Your battery died. That was it.
Yep.
Game over. Mm-hmm. It's over. With this, it's like you have the charger. You have different apps. Like there's never ending. Like how could you ever get bored as a kid?
I want my kids to be bored.
No, I want my 100%. Kids to be outside. I'm going to not give them phones. And they're going to be like, my mom sucks. And I'm going to be like, back in my day, I used to play Manhunt at the park. Like...
Yeah, for sure.
I did.
I would play Manhunt at the park, and if I heard a cowbell, we had like a bell that hung outside our house, and my park was like three streets away. If I heard that bell, I had to get home or I was going to get beat.
Why did it sound like you lived in like Tennessee?
What do you mean you had a bell?
She did. You had a bell?
My mom put a bell outside of her house, and when she rang it, because we didn't really have phones back then.
Dinner's ready. Dinner's ready.
She would sometimes.
Y'all come back now.
Your parents
fed
you?
Because my mom didn't want to leave. She was lazy. Yeah. So if my mom was in her car and she came to the park, it's... all the kids in my grade and other grades. So there's like 60 kids at the park all playing. I had to be home when it was dark out, which means at 5 o'clock in the winter when it was dark, I had to be home, which is stupid. It was just a form of control with my mother. And she loved, like I'd hear the bell and I would ignore it for like 20 minutes because I also felt embarrassed that I'd have to be the only one to go home when I'm like 13. Oh. And my mom would pull up in her minivan and then you'd just hear, Jamie fucking Lee, get in the goddamn fucking car right now!
Oh, you were a middle name yell.
Well, Jamie Lee's our first name.
Oh, right,
I don't
have a middle name. Right.
Yeah,
I was just called Fuckface when they were mad at me.
All right, Em.
Fuckface Wade.
My mom would always threaten guys I was into, and she's like, if you fuck over my daughter, I'll rip your head off and skull fuck you. That's, and I'm like,
that sounds healthy.
That's aggressive, mom.
No, that's
but
good.
Also loyalty.
She cares.
Skull fuck, that's definitely something you can't say to a, you know, 15-year-old kid.
Oh, she would. She didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, we were in a different time.
We were in a different time. That. If a parent said that to a kid now, they'd be like arrested. I feel like
that would be a scene in like a Judd Apatow movie.
That was like in Bad Boys. Remember when the...
Oh, yeah, like, when he goes up to Reggie, he goes...
Who we got here?
Oh, my God. That scene's great with Will Smith acting drunk and then yelling at the kid that's going on with Martin Lawrence's daughter who ends up, you know, marrying him and everything.
I wish we could yell at kids. I feel like we can't yell at kids nowadays.
You can yell at kids. Maybe you can, I mean, in private.
Yeah, in private.
Private.
You can. And in different countries. You can definitely yell at kids.
You can beat kids in different countries.
Probably in different states, too.
Did you guys get beat as kids?
No.
No.
I got spanked a little bit. But that was a...
No, I know.
Now you like it.
No, I don't like it. I actually hate when people do it.
Really?
Like, if people like hit my like slap my ass, I'm like, don't fucking do that.
Oh.
Oh, what sorry.
When, how frequent is this shit?
It happens on occasion.
Oh, like when women. Oh, okay.
No, not women, but like, my buddy's like fucking with me and just like slap my ass.
Have you had
like,
your ass smacked like going on stage? Someone was like, introducing me and like smacked my ass as I went on stage.
That's assault, brother.
Yeah, that's different for us and for.
Yeah, we get.
Yeah, I don't do that to my other comic buddies, and I certainly am not going to start doing it to you. So that's definitely not okay.
Aw.
No, you
damn
guys.
It.
Shut up.
You're like, oh no.
I like poke my ass out as I go on stage.
You're like Betty Boop. You're like, oops.
Did I do that?
No.
How's it going?
My boss just texted me to let me know that some guy wrote a review about us and he was like, buddy, so that's great.
Wait, the guy didn't like you?
No, he didn't like the food.
Oh, how's that your fault?
What the fuck is this guy doing?
We got to do a wrap
up. We'll do a wrap up.
All right. We're wrapping up. Thank you guys so much for coming on. Do you have any last words?
No, thanks for having
us. No, thanks for having
us. Yeah.
All right. Where can everyone find you guys?
Natan Batalov.
Do you want to spell that for the people?
Oh, yeah. Natanbad. Where am I looking? Badalov.
Give us a little more finger guns.
And you can follow me, It's Brad Stoll, on Instagram and TikTok, and Brad Stoll on YouTube.
He makes that with Shrek a lot.
I do that on occasion. Don't talk about my man like that.
Sexy. All right. Remember, if you want to be featured on next week's episode, leave a voicemail and it will be played on the episode, guys.
And also make sure it's 7 minutes long.
No, we want 20 minutes long.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, try to keep them kind of quick, but it's 857-271-9663. And, you know, subscribe, follow on all platforms, leave us a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts. And I'm still looking for a husband. So if you're listening and you're a knowledgeable bachelor and you know,
I'm looking for a sugar daddy. If you have any money, hit me up.
Is anyone going to pay my rent? All right. We'll see you next week. Hopefully my rent's paid.
Bye.
Bye.